What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome to a special Wrestling Room edition of the Marketing Secrets Podcast. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. Hey, everyone. So I'm here in the wrestling room at my home. Well, I guess technically it's my detached garage, but those who haven't seen it, if you're watching the video version, this is what it all looks like. It is my little piece of heaven here on earth, and I love it. So, but today was the very first ever wrestling practice I did with my kids and their friends here. This is the t-shirts we made because I'm a little eccentric and we can't have a practice without a t-shirt. So we made t-shirts and everything. But it was fun. We had, I think, 12 or so boys here. And from my little kid's age up to the older kids, and it was fun, but it was hard. Anyway, it's interesting. Obviously wrestling's been my passion and my whole life. I want my kids to be in it. For some reason, like, they just have so much resistance to it. It's like, ah. I remember this year, my 12-year-old twins started wrestling finally. And the very first day they went to practice, I didn't know practice had started yet. I thought it was starting the next day. And they came home both in tears, like, we hate wrestling. We're never going back. And I was like, oh, man. So I called the coach up. I got to know him. And he said, well, you should come help coach then. I'm like, dang it. So I decided to be an assistant coach. And I spent the next two and a half months or so every day at wrestling practice, which ended up being amazing. How with the kids, but it was hard because between each break, like, can we quit yet, Dad? Can we quit yet? And I watched my kids go out there and get beat up. I'm just like, man, am I doing the right thing? Like, part is like, you got to make your kids be tough and force them to do hard things. But then part of me is like, man, they're not having any fun. Like, am I a bad dad for doing it? Anyway, these are the emotional turmoil that goes through my head as I'm trying to learn this whole parenting game, which is way harder than I thought it was going to be. And making millions of dollars is way easier than raising kids, but anyway, they finished the season. They had a good time. And by the end of it, Bowen, who was the one who hated wrestling the most, told me that wrestling is his favorite sport. So I'm like, yes. And then Dallin, he got injured pretty bad. I think I did a podcast on that. But he liked it as well. So finally, I've been trying to, like, you know, now the season's over, I'm like, we got a wrestling in our backyard. Let's, like, get a bunch of kids together. So I've been trying forever. And finally, today was the first day we made it happen. And I had my little boy, Aiden, out here too, and some of his friends. And, man, it was crazy because It's something interesting as you start new things again. You forget, like, how much resistance normally comes when you start something new. Like, I've been trying, honestly, for 2 years just to have this wrestling practice. And then, like, 6 months ago, I printed these shirts. So I'm like, we're doing it this weekend. And then we didn't do it again. And it finally happened today. And even today, man, like, last night, Aiden, my 7-year-old, going to bed, like, I can't, you have to go to bed now because it was like, it's still late. It's like 10 o'clock, man, because we got to get for wrestling. I don't want to wrestle in the morning. He's like, I have homework and I have all these things. And I'm like, you have homework. You're in first grade, dude. He's like, yeah, 5 hours of homework. I can't do wrestling. I have to do homework in the morning. I'm like, whatever, dude. Like, oh, just fighting. This morning he was fighting. And everyone was fighting. And they didn't want to come. And then, like, they came out here. And the boys were fighting. And, like, the twins were fighting. And, like, oh, and then luckily the friends showed up, which was good. And then we did practice. And the practice was, wait, like, this is funny. In your head, you're like, okay, they're all going to listen. We're going to do these things. We're going to get through stuff. And, oh, it was hard being an odd number of people. So I'd help, like, be a drill partner plus coach plus try to coach everyone plus anyway. Oh, it was tough, and there was so much resistance, and then at the end, my boys are fighting, and they're crying, and I try to do the little wrestle-offs, each of the kids are wrestling, and two of my boys are crying by the end of it, because they get hurt, and like, just like, so much resistance. So anyway, the reason I'm making this video is twofold. Number one, I think someday it'll be fun to come back here, and if I can get these kids past the initial pain of a new thing, it'd be fun to, like, show them this, and be like, hey, this was day number one of the practice, guys. This is how beat up your dad was, and how tired, and how, like, how bad I wanted to quit already, because, man, you start anything new, the initial resistance is insane. It's like you have to push this boulder up a hill. And if you're not insanely passionate and obsessive about what you do, you're not going to make it up that hill. There's just too much resistance that happens initially. As people tell me, I'm going to start a business. Can I just, like, I'm not passionate about anything. Can I just, like, do, you know, they just want to do something. I'm like, man, you can, but there's a lot of resistance that goes into starting a business, and you got to push this boulder up a hill. If you don't love it, man, you're gonna, yeah. Like, if I didn't love wrestling and love just spending time with the boys, like, I'd quit after today. Today was as much fun as it was kind of horrible. Like, it was so hard. Anyway, it was not horrible. It was good. It was just not what the picture I painted in my head, you know? And I think a lot of times we get into business, we have this picture in our head of, like, hey, this is what it's gonna look like. It's gonna be amazing. And then you get in there and you're like, huh, Nobody wants my stuff. Wow, traffic is expensive. Wow, problem. If you're not insanely passionate initially, the resistance will stop you and it'll bury you before you ever get there. So as I'm trying a new thing in a new chapter of my life, being a coach of my kids, which, and I'm going through that resistance, I just wanted to share with you guys because we all go through it. And, you know, most of you listening to this podcast, you're here because you want to learn marketing and business and scaling and things like that. And I just, you probably weren't thinking about hearing me talk about wrestling coaching, but it's the same principle. Anything new we start, we will be immediately met with tons of opposition and resistance, no matter what it is, especially if it's a good thing. The better it is, the more opposition and resistance you will get. And that's a sign that you're doing the right things. And so, that said, I'm done. I'm going to go sit in the hot tub. I have stuffy nose. I'm kind of sick. But I'm just going to celebrate today, act like it was everything I dreamt of and more, so I can forget about some of the hurdles, so that way we'll be able to keep moving forward and keep doing this. And I just know that if I do this consistently for a month, for 6 months, for a year, my kids will be good. They're going to like it. I'm going to like it. We'll have wrestlers that know what they're doing, and practices will become fun, and it'll be awesome. But it all starts somewhere. So today was my starting day, and wherever it is you're starting at or wherever you are meeting the most opposition right now, hopefully this gives you a little bit of hope and faith and the energy you need to push through that opposition, because the amazing stuff's right on the other side. We just got to get there. It's happened so many times in my life in so many different areas, and I'm excited for it to happen now here in the wrestling stuff, as long as the kids don't quit. So there's my job. It's harder, like, when it's yourself, you're like, you don't have to quit. When the kids are like, we don't like this, it's harder. But they're liking it more. It's getting better. So, all right, guys, that said, I'm going to go and maybe take a nap or something. I don't even know. But whatever you're doing, break through that resistance. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free Behind the Scenes Reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.